Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Action-packed day of football.
Goff going deep. Williams, touchdown!
Heaving one. Wants Neighbors. Malik Neighbors! Touchdown, Giants! He dropped it in the bucket!
From sides to totals to props, we've got you covered. It's BetMGM Network's You Better You Bet Countdown to Kickoff with your hosts, Nick Kostos and Sam Paniatovich. Presented by BetMGM. Make it legendary.
All right, hour number two, week three, NFL Sunday, Nicky K and Sammy P. We'll get to thy Royal Prop King in moments. Best bets 40 minutes from now. Underdog Moneyline Parlay. Survivor thoughts. But Sammy, what's happening on the old big board right now? And we can start with the Colts and the Titans in Tennessee.
I think we're going to get to six at more places. So the only books that have six right now are Circa and Superbook. BetMGM and everybody else holding tight at 5.5. But as we look at the board, the 5.5s are getting expensive. Minus 112, minus 115. If you're going to wait, I don't think that's the worst idea. I think you might get a six, and a six is better than 5.5, obviously. But it's crazy to me that the support has continued to come. Usually we get resistance when a line has moved this much. Indianapolis opened 7 days ago at -2. Now we're at six. It's not that easy, Nick. You don't just lay bad numbers and win all the time, but there's this avalanche on Indy for sure, from 2 all the way to 5.5 and six.
Yeah, we talked about it last hour. I like the Titans at these numbers. I think Sam does as well. I don't know if Sam can bring himself to click the button and make the bet, given his words, not mine. He already has to sweat the Cleveland Browns today against the Green Bay Packers. Anything else, Sammy, side or total here? Hour away from kickoff?
You mentioned Conklin. He's out for Cleveland, right, on the O-line?
That's right. Jack Conklin's out, correct.
So that total has come down. Believe it or not, they are not believing in offense. That's Browns ball to begin with, though. Two of the best defensive players in the league, Nick, with Micah Parsons and Myles Garrett. This number opened low, 42.5, and now we're 41.5, 41. But when you went through the injury report, that under did get hit again. I see some 41s now in the market. Aside from that, more support for your Broncos at +3. Every time it gets to 3, Chargers favored at home, very small home favorite. People are laying 2.5. Other people are taking 3. 3 is the buy point, clearly, for Denver today.
It looks like, Sammy, at least on my screen, that the Patriots are getting bit a little bit. Do you see that at home against the Pittsburgh Steelers?
I see it. I see Circa at Pick'em, but most books still 1. I see a couple 1.5s. I don't think New England's going to close the favorite. I don't think that's going to happen. If you like New England, I would take the 1, though, given Circa's moving to pick. But that's a game I think is probably going to stay Pittsburgh -1.
And bet MGM, just for underdog money line purposes, underdog money line parlay purposes, the Patriots are now a minus price. in case you wanted to take them in the underdog money line parlay. I might have, and I don't know if I'm going to get the chance to do that. And last one, I guess, Sam, just on a total, are you seeing movements on the under in the Falcons-Panthers game? Kickoff in an hour.
Nothing as of late. This opened 44, and we're still 44. BetMGM, most places offshore, Vegas. I do see 143.5. The move there is Atlanta. I told you that they came in and bet some Carolina. In the last 5 minutes or so, there was that pushback on a low number. Atlanta did get to 4.5 at a lot of places, and now we see more fives popping. So that support on Carolina plus 6, 5.5, 5 that we talked about is now seeing the Atlanta move the other way. I don't have a dollar on the game. Did you get there on Carolina or no? Oh, no, you wanted to bet Atlanta. Cheap.
Yeah, I bet Atlanta.
Okay. Yeah, well, that makes sense because, you know, when a line was 6 and then it gets to 4.5, you're going to get that resistance. Nothing on the total, though, to answer your question.
Do you think the Falcons, like, they're not a dog, but just for money line parlays, like, I don't think the Chiefs will lose tonight at my Giants. I don't know if they'll cover, but I think they'll win. Does a Falcons-Chiefs money line parlay interest you today?
It does. And we've talked about this all week on our show. These money line favorites in the NFL have been unbelievable. If you go back to week 13, last season, these money line favorites of minus 4 or higher have won outright 65 of 72 times. 65-7. It's that simple, Nick. You just take the favorite and you put it in a parlay with another favorite. You money line them. 65-7 since week 13 last year.
This reminds me of the NCAA tournament this year where I was money line parlaying all the favorites like every week, and it was awesome until it wasn't.
Until Duke lost.
Until Duke lost. Sometimes
that was
I think
the worst.
It. Yeah. Yeah, it was really.
It ruined my March.
It was really, really tough.
I think it was April too. They would have
slammed Florida in the national championship game. It's the whole thing is very upsetting. Anyway, moving on.
We had Duke. No. I'd like to talk about this for another 10 seconds. We had Duke in November at 7-8-1 to win the title, and it was such a good bet until it wasn't.
I love Duke in November. They were the official team of You Better, You Bet throughout the entire. Yeah, it was really tough. Tyler on our show, Career Executive Producer, he also feels our pain. I think most people felt our pain. What can you do? It is what it is. We live to fight another day, bet another day. And let's do that now. Anything else on the NFL board before we get to Prop King?
All set, buddy. Take it away.
All right. We're trying to rev this bad boy up today with some prop winners in week number 3 in the National Football League. Feeling good. You know, the props have been better than the sides and totals so far. I'd kind of like for that to reverse, being candid. I'd like for the sides and totals to be a little better. But hopefully the props can stay on the winning trajectory. So let's get to it now. As the prop king descends down from thy royal throne, he traipses across thy royal purple velvety carpet. How about Auburn plus 6.5 yesterday? It's like while we're bitching about annoying losses, like leverage, Colts, Broncos, Ravens week. I'm aggravated. That's okay, as we're going to give some winners out right now. Traipses across thy royal purple velvety carpet, over to thy royal balcony. How about the over Eagles, Cowboys, Thursday night football in week 1? That tickle anyone's fancy? Gazing at you, the morons, to issue win.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Winning prop bets for week 3, NFL Sunday.
Now approaching the betting window, it is your prop king, Nick Kostos. All hail King Kostos.
All hail King Kostos.
Worship me, pigs. Oh, yeah. We begin with thy royal props and thou royal kingdom of Tennessee. If the Titans are going to stay in this game today. So I guess, like, you know, whether or not you like this prop depends on how you feel about the game. I think the Titans are going to keep this game closer than the betting market suggests. If you're out there listening and watching and you love the Colts, you think the Colts are going to absolutely smash today? It's going to be a no-doubter. Brian Callahan sucks. You're right. He does. If you love the Colts today, then this is probably not a bet that you want to place. But if you think the Titans can keep it close, and I just want to, I'm just looking to see with Zeitler out now. Jonathan Taylor's rushing yards prop is down a couple yards from where it was this morning. I find that interesting. Tony Pollard, 71.5 rushing yards with 70.5 this morning. So an offensive lineman ruled out. The yardage prop has gone up a little bit. I think the Titans will keep this game close. Tyjae Spears isn't back for at least a couple weeks. It's Tony Pollard's backfield, and we're just living in it. Tony Pollard over rushing yards today for the Tennessee Titans. The anytime touchdown bets, as always, are meant to be small money bets, beer and pizza money, little to win a lot. So in that vein, let's take a look at Titans rookie receiver, not Elik Ayamanner, who's tremendous, and it's kind of like Tennessee's wide receiver 1B. Calvin Ridley, this is per our friend Evan Silva at Establish the Run. Ridley has 14 targets this year through two games. Ayamanner has 13. So they're basically like neck and neck. But there's a rookie receiver on Tennessee who's not getting as much hype, and that is Chimere Dike, who is involved in the pass game, but is also being used in the run game for the Titans. Get down by the goal line. A little Chimera DK action. DK anytime touchdown for Tennessee. And I bet this guy every week because I think he's awesome. He hasn't hit yet. If no one wants to bet him ever again, I understand. But I'm back on the AD Mitchell bandwagon for another week for the Indianapolis Colts. Packers and the Browns. Our executive producer, Tyler Morales, loves Harold Fannin. And so do I.
Yeah?
Tyler, you love Harold Fannin, right? You could just type or you could turn your microphone on. Yeah, he's playing Harold Fannin over Travis Hunter today in fantasy. I think he's an idiot, but that's his decision to do that. And, Sammy, I think Joe Flacco will be under duress today facing the Packers. But listen, he has two safety valves. He has two security blankets over the middle of the field that can beat Quay Walker, beat Edger and Cooper, and get open. One is David Njoku. The other, Fannin, you get that reference, man, you a real one. Harold Fannin, over 34.5 receiving yards for the Cleveland Browns. Anytime touchdowns. College football fans, like Sammy, you'll know this name. The name is Bond. Isaiah Bond, who was in some legal trouble before the draft, goes undrafted, might have been a first or second round pick if not for that. So the Browns sign him, which is, they're just very committed to the bit. And he's starting to play over Jamari Thrash as the Browns' number three receiver when they have three receivers on the field. I'd like to try and get ahead of Isaiah Bond if I can, shaken, not stirred. Isaiah Bond, anytime touchdown, small money bets. And for Green Bay, with Jaden Reed out, the Packers use all their receivers. So I know there's going to be a lot of excitement with Matthew. You're so golden. And maybe he gets the ball a lot today. Dontavian Wicks, or as Femi would call him, Dontavian Wicks in Femi's Island. Let's take a look at two Green Bay Packers receivers at long odds. Rookie Savion Williams and Malik Heath for the Green Bay Packers. Vikings and Bengals. A lot made of, and honestly, like maybe Justin Jefferson over should be good today too, because the Bengals are down a couple members of their secondary. How about this? I like Chase and Jefferson today. I like both guys to go over, both LSU receivers for the Vikings and the Bengals. Both prices are lower than you would normally expect because the backup quarterbacks are in. I like the over in this game. I think it's a higher scoring game than the betting market indicates, so I like both the receivers. Anytime touchdowns. With Aaron Jones, who? Aaron Jones on IR. Jordan Mason is Minnesota's number one running back. The new number two in Minnesota is Xavier Scott. Xavier spelled with a Z. Liked him in the preseason. I'm going to throw a couple bucks on Xavier Scott to score a touchdown today. And then maybe the best quote of this young NFL season. So Mitchell Tinsley, Jamal's brother, was a star for the Bengals in preseason and then had a ridiculous like one-handed touchdown grab last week from Jake Browning. Jamar Chase was asked about Mitchell Tinsley at a press conference this week and replied by saying, I told Mitchell he was going to be someone else's number one receiver, which is funny on multiple fronts. Mitchell Tinsley, anytime touchdown for Jake Browning and the Bengals today. Steelers and the Patriots. Christian Gonzalez out for New England. So let's take a look at Eric's brother, DK Metcalf, over receiving yards. 58.5 was the number I bet earlier this morning. You know Rodgers is going to be looking his way. No Gonzalez. I like the DK Metcalf price. I also don't hate Stone Cold Calvin Austin, who is short but has emerged as Pittsburgh's number two receiver in the Aaron Rodgers, Arthur Smith offense. Honestly, like the anytime touchdown prices all suck in this game. Like they're all bad. Like I don't think there's good value anywhere. If you wanted to bet someone at a long price, try and find the best price for Darnell Washington. Pittsburgh's 6'7". 6'7", tight end. Darnell Washington. Eagles and the Rams. A lot's being made of Eagles offensive coordinator Kevin Petullo being a disgrace to Italians. Is he the Italian Brian Johnson? Maybe. So A.J. Brown's making people nervous. Devontae Smith's making people nervous. I remember the prop bet that we gave out before Eagles-Rams in the divisional round. Dallas Goedert over receiving yards. Somebody called Debbie. We're going back to Dallas. Dallas Goedert over 30.5 receiving yards for the Eagles and Jalen Hurts today. Anytime touchdowns? So Kyren Williams has long been the Rams' number one running back. And the Rams have invested a couple mid-round picks in running backs the last couple years, but we didn't see either Blake Corum or Jarquez Hunter get any like significant run. That changed last week. Blake Corum like played a number of series for the Rams last week against the Titans and scored a touchdown. He's at too big of a price this week. Blake Corum, anytime touchdown for the Rams, and if he's out there on the waiver wire in your fantasy league, like you have to go pick him up. He has value even when Kyren plays, and if Kyren goes down, like potential league winner is Blake Corum. And the Rams are running a three-man committee at tight end. Let's play the guy at the longest price. And that is Clarissa's brother, Ferguson. Terrence Ferguson, the rookie second rounder for the Los Angeles Rams. I think Sam got that reference. I can see him smiling off camera. On the other side, the rest of the props for today in the NFL, the underdog moneyline parlay, and Survivor thoughts as well on the BetMGM Network.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet Countdown to Kickoff, presented by BetMGM. Make it legendary.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.